This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Indiana beach officials say attendance has been growing steadily since 2020, and they are expecting a big boost when the park opens next week with a major new attraction, the All-American Triple Loop Roller Coaster. Tom Crissy, Vice President of Marketing with Indiana Beach parent company IB Parks and Entertainment, said they still struggle with people believing the park closed in 2020.
Again, if guests or visitors haven't been there since prior to 2020, so 2019 and before, it's going to look a lot different, but yet the same nostalgic Americana classic ride feel.
While Indiana Beach did not immediately provide its total attendance figures for 2023, Crissy said they expect attendance to jump 25% with the new roller coaster, and officials are building toward Indiana Beach's 100th anniversary in 2026. 4 years ago, the future of Indiana Beach in Monticello seemed unclear. The amusement park's previous owner filed for bankruptcy, and it was believed the park might close permanently. However, a Chicago businessman acquired it and reopened Indiana Beach to the public. South Bend-based First Source Corporation is promoting Andrea Short to president as part of a long-term succession plan, the company announced Wednesday. Short currently serves as president and CEO of the company's subsidiary, First Source Bank, and will continue in those roles. First Source Corporation Chairman and CEO Christopher Murphy previously held the role of president, but will continue in his other roles as well as chairman of First Source Bank. The Indiana Department of Transportation announced Wednesday that the proposed Link 101 project in southeast Indiana will not move forward. The department cited increased construction costs, low projected travel benefits, and public feedback among its reasons for the decision. Link 101 was originally conceived as a means to improve travel along the State Road 101 corridor between US 50 in Dearborn County and the Markland Dam Bridge at the Ohio River. NDOT said the response from the public feedback sessions overwhelmingly supported a more moderate approach that led to the decision to forego the broader project that could have resulted in new road alternatives along the corridor. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation invite you to the Engage Indiana series, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. With an unrelenting focus on growing Indiana's economy, our Engage Indiana events take place in every region of the state. Discover when we'll be in your area at ibj.com/engage.
More than 4 years after the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, many Indiana hospitals are still barely breaking even, and their financial viability remains at risk, according to a report released Thursday morning by the Indiana Hospital Association. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
The report says many of Indiana's 170 hospitals are struggling to survive after the cost of medical supplies, drugs, laundry services, and other expenses continued to rise last year, while net patient revenue per adjusted discharge decreased. Indiana hospitals posted a median operating margin of 0.9% last year, below the national median of 2.3%. That represented an improvement from the negative 2% median operating loss in 2022 in Indiana, when the pandemic was still going strong. The report did not name which hospitals were doing well financially or were struggling, but a quick review of audited financial reports filed with the Indiana Department of Health shows a wide disparity in financial performance. For example, Indiana University Health, the state's largest hospital system, had an operating margin of 4% last year, while Schneck Medical Center, a smaller system based in Seymour, posted a 3% operating margin. Several others had negative operating margins last year, meaning their operating expenses outweighed their operating revenue. That included Indianapolis-based Community Health Network and Goshen General Hospital based in Elkhart County. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
8 small businesses received Indiana Economic Development Corporation awards this week for their achievements and contributions to the state's economy. The honorees come from 7 Indiana counties and include one company founded by a pair of elementary school children. The awards include Women-Owned Small Business of the Year Maverick Electrical Solutions in Quincy, Small Business of the Year Primary Record in Fishers, and Startup of the Year Cotton Candy University in Bargersville. A 3-day bench trial scheduled for later this month will put Hoosier abortion providers and the state attorney general's office back in court as the battle over Indiana's near-total abortion ban continues. Already in contention, however, is whether certain testimony and internal hospital documents entered as exhibits in the case should become public. Attorneys for the abortion providers, along with those for Eskenazi Health, which is not a party in the case, maintain that dissemination of those confidential materials will create a significant risk of substantial harm to the hospital, as well as patients who received abortion care. The special judge presiding over the case has so far ordered a temporary exclusion of some documents from public view, but it is not yet clear if they will be presented at trial, slated for May 29 through 31st in Monroe County. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits was unchanged last week and remains historically low as the labor market continues to show resiliency in the face of high interest rates and elevated inflation. The Labor Department reported Thursday that unemployment claims for the week ending April 27th was 208,000, the same as the previous week. That's the fewest since mid-February. Agrinovus Indiana CEO Mitch Frazier is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, radio on demand.